For the Navy and Marine Corps, the reasons behind the shift come down to time and money. Designing a new military-specific airframe or ship hull is expensive and time-consuming, and the services would much rather spend their limited dollars on the military capabilities that will ride aboard those platforms. Sean Stackley, the Navy Department's top acquisition official, says the fundamental principle is technology reuse, both of technologies the military's already developed, but also those that come out of the commercial marketplace.
What you're hearing is renewed emphasis on identifying those opportunities where we can tap into the commercial base, employ that technology for our military systems. And it is a bit on fire today in a good way in terms of computing systems. We have gone away, we're long removed from mil-spec computing systems. Now we're at the stage where the intense demands for computing power by our complex weapon systems are able to be met by commercial hardware inside of a militarized cabinet with military-unique software for the mission. Mm-hmm. So there's a hybrid model out there that we're employing that gives us the ability to leverage the affordability, keep pace with the threat, upgrade on a more periodic basis than what we were able to do in the past.
And even though DoD at large still hasn't exactly cracked the code on buying commercial IT products, Stackley says there's no good reason the same fundamental principles it's pursuing toward modular design can't be extended from computing hardware to big, expensive weapons platforms.
The great advantage of modularity is, one, is flexibility. Two is you segregate the heavyweight platform from the lightweight payload so that when you need modernization, upgrades, changeouts, you're not tying down the platform to that modernization, which gives you much greater ability to modernize, keep pace with the threat, as opposed to tying the modernization to an aircraft carrier's depot cycle.
The prioritization of payloads over platforms isn't just a theoretical concept. Stackley says the Navy's employed the concept several times in recent acquisitions and plans to do more of the same. For instance, the Navy's building a new maritime patrol aircraft to replace the P-3 Orion, a propeller plane developed 60 years ago to perform anti-submarine warfare, reconnaissance, and routine patrols. To build its replacement, the P-8A, the Navy decided there was no good reason to build a new airplane from scratch. The airframe itself is a Boeing 737, the most popular commercial plane in the world.
That relieved us from that part of our design and development cycle, where we could instead focus our energies and our talents on the mission system that we're going to employ for maritime patrol and ASW. So you end up with a hybrid of a commercial aircraft, all the affordability that that brings, all the global support that brings, and then a unique military set of hardware for carrying out that unique mission that the P-8 called out to do. It's given us affordability, it's given us speed in terms of the time required to replace the P-3. It is a game changer in terms of the ASW mission that aircraft will perform with its flight profile. And we have the ability to keep it modernized, keep it updated on a much tighter periodicity than we were able to with the P-3, which will ensure that we're able to keep pace with the threat. That P-8 model, we're employing as much as possible across the board. We want to reuse technology where it applies. We want to tap into mature technology where it applies.
Likewise, the department used much the same approach in its recent do-over of its acquisition of a new presidential transport helicopter. An earlier version of the project was canceled by then-Defense Secretary Robert Gates in 2009 after DoD concluded that huge costs owing to customization meant that the government would wind up spending $13 billion for a fleet of 28 helicopters. Stackley says the new contract the Navy awarded late last year to Sikorsky will avoid many of those costs by mostly sticking to the design of a helicopter the company is already successfully selling to commercial customers.
But what we've determined is we don't need a unique platform. We need unique mission systems and capabilities, but we can tap into other already certified aircraft. And in fact, we ran a competition and awarded to Sikorsky a program that leverages an existing aircraft off of their production line. And now what we do is outfit it with the necessary mission systems and capabilities required for the presidential mission.
Stackley says the department is trying to apply concepts of reuse and modularity to its surface ships as well. Most famously, its controversial littoral combat ships, but also for its planned buildup of amphibious ships that carry Marines into combat. To replace a fleet of 8 Whidbey Island-class ships that are nearing the end of their service life, the Navy decided to mostly reuse the hull design of a relatively newer class of ship, rather than building a new boat entirely from scratch.
Why do we need to go down the path of designing, developing, and building a new platform when what we want is a certain lift fingerprint that the Marine Corps requires to go to war? Let's tap into a mature program where we understand the costs, the LPD-17, and let's modify that platform to meet the mission of the LSD-41. That's what we're doing.
The Navy's approach to technology reuse comes with one complication. Since it's taking a more active role in deciding how it's going to repurpose technology, instead of simply telling vendors what it wants and hoping for an affordable price, each of the cases we've just mentioned have meant that the government itself has had to act as the systems integrator for each project. And Stackley says the organic government workforce still has some rebuilding to do before it's fully up to the challenge.
We have to grow into that role. In the 90s, we downsized. Our acquisition workforce was cut by greater than 40%. And then to get back into the role as being the systems integrator, which is what we used to be, we've had to develop the talent. We've had to make sure that we're ready to take over the specific responsibilities before we just launch into it. And then we have to be selective to ensure that what the tasks that we're taking on are rightful for the government as opposed to industry. And we're going about that carefully, but deliberately.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.